The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Sunshine, I know what you're thinking. You're either thinking, I'm new to plant-based, and Anita, Jared, help me. You say that it's not rabbit food, but I don't know what in the world you eat. Or maybe you've been plant-based for a while and you just think, you know, I'm tired of eating the same old thing.
Kind of stuck in a rut.
I don't just want chili anymore for every meal, or salads because you're stuck in that salad thing, or the salad, maybe we should call it the salad cycle. I like the alliteration.
I like
there.
That salad cycle. You feel like you're stuck in a rutabaga.
Okay, got another t-shirt idea. Y'all, seriously, we've got to start a shop with the shirt ideas and the mug ideas.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we're going to be rich on our t-shirts.
That is hilarious. No, I seriously, like, we need plant wear. We need plant wear.
There we go.
Pop plant wear, Power on Plants, yes. Plant wear. But seriously, if you have an idea for something you want to see on a mug or a shirt that fits our brand, I want you to email me right now at anita@poweronplants.com. I don't care when you're listening to this, because you might find your idea on your favorite mug or your favorite new shirt. But we definitely need pop plant wear. Popware.
Popware. We're going to come up with a name for it.
Yeah, if you have any ideas, send that too. We're open to ideas. Love it. Okay.
You're part of the family.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to have a say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. So if you're new to plant-based and you don't know what to eat, or you've been doing plant-based for a while and you need some new ideas, this is the episode for you, because we are sharing dinner ideas, our main meal ideas. This is just what we eat. We're just going to talk to you as if we were sitting here together in our living room.
In our living room or at the island, just pull up a stool.
Ooh, at the island? Ooh, like with some Caribbean music in the background?
Well, we do have Spotify, so we could accommodate that, yes.
Yeah, you know my mind is going to the beach. When you say island, I'm
island,
at the beach.
And we even have some frozen pineapple in the freezer, so we could even have a really tropical-type smoothie.
I'm thinking ice cream. Bananas with, this is not a dessert episode, but y'all just roll with me for a minute. Banana ice cream with frozen bananas and baked pineapple caramelized that you cool. And then you throw those in there with maybe a little coconut and a little vanilla. Would that be the best tropical ice cream ever.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Seriously, I love tropical taste. That is just, I'm so happy right now. I've got to go try that. But before we do, let's talk about dinner. Din time.
We've got to have dinner before you have dessert.
Yeah, it's actually dinner time right now. So I'm going to get hungry taping this episode, no doubt. We're going to talk about some of the simple things we make. And we won't go step by step because we want to give you a lot of ideas here. So we're not going to go deep into the rabbit hole of recipes. I'm going to try to hold myself back because I have a hard time keeping away from those rabbit holes.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. If I share every single thing with you and every single ingredient right now, not only would it be overload, you just don't have time for all that. Right now, Jared and I want to give you the ideas of how you do this so that you can start. Just pick one thing again. We always say that. You know, that needs to be a t-shirt. Pick one thing. Just pick one thing.
Just pick one thing.
Do the thing.
Do the stuff.
Do the stuff.
Pick one thing.
Pick one thing. Do the stuff. All right. So soups and stews. Let's start with that. Loaded soups and stews. Yes. Please bring it. And you know what I love? It's just creamy things like creamy chowders, yes. Veggie chowders.
And that's one of those things where you think if you go plant-based, you will lose that.
Oh, yeah. You know, the cheese queen has got to have her creamy stuff. And it's in the bowl. When I make the veggie chowders, it's there. But I had this favorite Southern Living veggie chowder that I used to love to make. And so I took the simple things that we teach and I started implementing and putting those different things. This was back before we were even teaching plant-based. I just started changing our old favorites into our new favorites. And that's how you do it. And so we started getting those creamy soups back and figuring out how to make them creamy in a way that was actually healthy, that would fuel our bodies well. And so like I used to growing up, I loved creamy tomato soup, Campbell's tomato soup. My mom used to make it for me. And so, of course, we would put milk or heavy whole milk in it and it would just taste so delicious. And now we have a 5-minute tomato soup, a creamy tomato soup that is just, it honestly blows Campbell's away. And it literally is 5 minutes from the time I put my ingredients in my Nutribullet or my Vitamix until it hits my pan and it's done. Dinner done in 5 minutes. One of our members was talking, actually a couple of them were talking about, I think we shared this before on the podcast, but they were freaking out about it a couple of weeks ago because it really is such a game changer. Carrie, I know you're listening, girl. And I love that you love the tomato soup. I'm telling you, it is one of those things that really changed things for us, didn't it?
Well, it was delicious, but I know for you, it brought back a lot of memories.
It did. And food,
which is what's so beautiful about taking your favorites and then making them plant-based.
Because you still have those same memories attached to the foods. And you don't miss the flavors because you have the new way that you prepare them that makes you feel amazing. And you don't lose any of the flavor. It's all still in there. I mean, it's like Jared and I always say, would you ever just throw a slab of chicken or slab of beef on your plate without putting seasonings on it, without putting the cheese sauces that you used to like, right? I used to like a hamburger steak. I hate to admit it, but I did, you know.
At one time.
That's just where we were. We loved it. We ate it free range and I would eat a hamburger steak, but I wanted it piled high. I wanted the chopped tomatoes and all these things on it. Sauteed onions, sauteed mushrooms. And we still have those things. We just eat them in different ways and want that creamy sauce on there. So I've got to get these creamy things into my life if I like cheesy, creamy soup. And so this is where the creamy tomato soup and the creamy veggie chowders and the creamy potato soup comes in. What else? What else do you just love?
Well, we had this yesterday, so it's fresh on my mind. We actually ate sushi.
I love sushi.
But we
so
had
much.
It as both sushi rolls, or I went this way because I was feeling just a little lazy. I had a sushi bowl.
Think about that for
so
a minute.
Easy.
It's so easy to reinvent the foods you love. And once you figure out how to do that, then you want to find out how to repurpose them in different ways and turn them inside out. And we do this. We teach our members to do this. You want to think about, I love a sushi roll. But like Jared said, he just didn't want to roll it that night. So he made sushi bowl. And so he took all those ingredients and it was like he opened up a sushi roll and he had the rice for his base and then he put all the sushi toppings.
All the toppings, put the sauce on there. But, you know, sushi, it needs that nori roll. So we actually had some dulse flakes I was able just to sprinkle on top. So I still got that flavor.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to. Now, you could just cut up a nori, like if you have the nori sheets, You could take kitchen scissors you and could. Cut them up and put it on there, or break them up and just sprinkle them across your bowl. But if
like
somebody's
I
already
said,
done that for you.
I was feeling lazy.
So you had the Dulce flakes.
And I knew I had the Dulce flakes in the pantry, so
Look,
I just sprinkled it on there.
It's not even about being lazy. Like, if you've got an easier way to do it, why wouldn't you do it? And that's my huge thing. I'm always looking for these things. Like, I'll see a recipe and I'll say to Jared, why are they doing this? Or this is an extra step. It's an extra bowl I'm going to have to wash. Why did they do this? It doesn't make any sense. And so we just remove those steps when we create our recipes because it makes no sense at all. But anyway, so yeah, I love that.
It was delicious. We hadn't had it in quite a while, so it was a nice treat. Mm-hmm.
And then today, enchilada casserole. Now, this is a recipe that I've been tweaking and perfecting for our members, and it is so good. Think about like a Mexican lasagna where you have layers of this corn tortilla and a really good enchilada sauce that's tomato based. And then you have your beans and veggies, and then you keep layering those things up and pressing it down. And when it is cooked, the corn tortillas get almost soft.
Yes.
And then the whole thing it's almost like it just blends into the casserole, and it just is creamy and absolutely delicious from the corn tortilla. We also put cashew cream. I put some cashew cream in that.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I add the miso to give it that beefy flavor. Oh, my goodness. It is so amazing. So we love enchilada casserole. So raw spring rolls, where you take the rice wrap, you wet it, and you just wrap up raw vegetables. Seriously, we all need more raw. Raw is great for us, and it is one of the quickest meals.
And especially if you have those already chopped from a previous meal, so you have a little leftover, and that's in there. We use that
repurpose.
To clean, well, repurpose. So we're using it for leftovers.
You were going to say clean out the fridge, and you're absolutely right.
Well, both, yes. Clean out the fridge. We've got those. Maybe they're leftover. You don't have enough for that complete meal, but then you've got those sitting in your pantry. Let it soak in the water. What is it? 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Let it sit for just a moment. Then you pile it on there, wrap it, and you go.
Yeah, and it takes, I'll make a little sauce to go on the side, and it takes probably maybe 30 seconds to whip that sauce up. I mean, it's so quick and easy. And that's what you want. You get those flavors in there. But raw, it doesn't get any easier. Why? Because you don't have to cook it. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Lasagna, we mentioned that before. Absolutely love our lasagna. What about green smoothies? Oh, yeah, babe.
Oh,
that is like my dream meal at night sometimes. I know that sounds crazy because if you're used to a green chunky, yeah, you're not going to want to go there. You need to learn how to make an actual green smoothie. And you start out with more fruits and less greens, and you change it over time. And we teach how to do this as well. It's not hard to do. You've just got to know how. But it's one of our go-tos because it's so quick. It's packed full of nutrition. They make us feel amazing. We'll eat them for breakfast. We'll eat them for lunch. And we'll eat them for dinner. Just depends on the day, what meal we're eating it for. We don't do it for all three meals, but it's really, really great for you. It makes us feel good. And sometimes when we come home, the kids say, you know, I just want something raw. I mean, we have one right now that's really into raw. He said, it just makes me feel good. I'm not in the mood for cooked food. I just want raw. Well, he needs to learn to listen to his body and eat more raw. And so he's loving the green smoothies right now. I love them too. I just absolutely do. But it's just an option. You know, if you think I could never do that, well, that doesn't mean you can't be plant-based, right? You could do it. Your taste buds do change and you'll start to love these things. But just know there are so many more things like whole grain pasta with bolognese sauce. That is in the Power and Plants cookbook that is available outside the membership. And we absolutely, that sauce is a go-to.
It's a game changer.
Oh,
just because if you love Italian, you love pasta.
And it's
and you
meaty.
Want something, yes, that's what I was just thinking. Meaty, substantive.
Mm-hmm.
You want that same experience. This sauce does that.
Oh, absolutely. Every time. And oil-free pizzas and loaded burritos. Quesadillas. We have a quesadilla maker. We love that thing. Actually, we have a couple because there are six of us. And
yeah,
we had to buy a couple. Yeah, we did not want a bad scene in front of the quesadilla maker because it takes a while for them to get crunchy. We like them crunchy. And so maybe if you have an air fryer, you can make them in there as well. That might really work. But this makes the little triangles and it's just so great. We put our filling in there and we might put a little cashew cream to make it cheesy or a little vegan mozzarella that we make homemade. And it just is so satisfying. You're getting all your favorites. 7-layer dip is another type thing, right? We can do that. It doesn't have to be the traditional 7 layers. You can change those layers up to be whatever you want them to be, but use the 7 layers in the traditional as a guide. Okay. It's a great guide. And you think, what am I going to use for sour cream? Well, I could use cashew cream. I could use a tofu sour cream. I could do that. Any of those things I can mix in my Nutribullet in a matter of minutes. And the Nutribullet, if you think I don't have a high-speed blender, generally it's on sale for under $100, $79, I think is where it kind of averages out. If you can find one for that price, get it. We love the Nutribullet 900 Pro. It is fantastic. We'll link it down below too. We'll put our affiliate link down there if you want to get that. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. It's a game changer.
We use it multiple times a day.
I probably have used it four times today. At least four times today.
And maybe used another couple times before the night's through.
Well, that's a good point, too. I probably will. And then the huge salads. You know, you've got to have stick to your ribs salads, not rabbit food salads, not birdseed salads,
no.
Okay? Episode number 91. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to that. We're talking about how to make it stick to your ribs. You want main meal salads that make you walk away from the table with a smile on your face, dreaming about how you're going to eat it again next time.
And another favorite go-to are potatoes. Baked potatoes.
It's dreamy.
It sounds plain, like, but it's Jared. It's just a potato. Come on. All right. When are we ever going to leave you high and dry with just a plain potato? No.
Mm-mm.
You got to put sauces on it. We do our cashew cream. We'll put salsa on it. Mm. We'll put beans. I mean, you could even put, and I just thought of this, have we ever done this where we just put some frozen corn on it? Maybe after it's been baked and it's still warm.
Oh, yeah, you can put that on there to warm the corn, and but it's going to cool your potato down fast. But you could do that, or you could just heat it really quickly.
Yeah, you know, like for me, I don't like stuff piping hot like you do.
I
got
to
let it cool just a minute. So if it comes right out of the oven or the microwave and you put the corn on there, then it's going to cool it down a little bit faster.
Yeah, it's funny because we're alike in a lot of ways, but one way we're different is the heat of the food. Like, I really like steaming hot food, and Jared likes for it to cool down a little bit. So the frozen corn would be a good option for you. For me, I would probably heat it just a little bit. I would mix it with, like you said, a salsa. So get you a potato, whatever kind that you like, of a savory potato or a sweet potato. Orange sweet potatoes amazing with the salsa and the black beans and the avocado and corn, just all those Mexican toppings. Get those on your potato, make it a meal, and sneak your greens in there. I mean, if you haven't gotten your green guide yet, go to our website, poweronplants.com, leafy green secrets, to get your guide for how to sneak in more greens into your life. It makes it so super simple, but do the potatoes, make them a main meal. And that makes me think about bowls. You know, we always think about grain bowls. Why not a potato bowl? Why don't you put the potato in the bottom and layer it up with stuff? Why don't you do mashed potatoes? We just came out with a creamy mashed potato recipe for our members.
Yes.
Actually, if you got the holiday guide, the creamy mashed potatoes are in there. Pull that out. Make those mashed potatoes. They are so good. Get them into your life. And then think about toppings you might put over polenta. You can still make polenta, but things that you would put over those creamy mashed potatoes, veggies, stir fried and done with sauces and things like that.
Sauteed onion and mushroom.
Oh, yeah. And bell pepper.
We did that once and that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. We've got a Philly steak recipe that I'm getting ready to come out with too. And it is divine over potatoes. And I think these mashed potatoes is just where it's at. Or polenta would be great with that. So think about bowls, quinoa bowls, brown rice bowls, pasta bowls, whole grain pastas. Get those. They make bean pasta. Pastas now, for crying out loud. Rice pasta, quinoa pasta. Just look for whole grains without a bunch of additives. Definitely no oils. It should just be the one ingredient in it. Say whole grain pasta.
And my advice on pasta is that if you're going one with that's not wheat, don't give up if you find one and think, ugh, I don't like this.
Yeah, texture.
Because, the texture, if it's kind of goopy, because there are tons of them out there and some of them are amazing. You'll love them. You might even love them more than just regular wheat pasta. But we found a few where we ate them and thought, we're probably not going to buy that one again.
Yeah.
So don't give up if you find a dud. Keep looking. Or if you want to know what we use, send us an email at anita@poweronplants.com. We'll be glad to share what we use.
Yeah, it's just really very simple. You just find your new favorites. I mean, I say that all the time. Find your new favorites. All right, so quinoa, beans, sauce, veggie, avocado. That's the quinoa bowl, right? You could put anything on the quinoa that you want to. But speaking of the pasta, one of our favorites that everyone loves, if you have the cookbook, get it out and try the fettuccine Alfredo sauce. It's just our Alfredo sauce. It literally, again, takes under 5 minutes to make. No joke. But you won't walk away feeling bad, but you will walk away with a big smile on
your face.
You'll
walk away feeling satisfied.
Yeah, this is one of those recipes that you can make for people that come over and they will not know that it's plant-based. They would absolutely think it had heavy cream in it. It is the cheesiest, creamiest sauce, and you can add garlic, and you just bring it to a low boil on the stove till it thickens. And cashews do amazing things over heat. You just won't even believe. So get that recipe from the cookbook. Open up your cookbook if you've already gotten it and go ahead and make it, because it's so simple. You need a high-speed blender to really get it creamy, or soak them overnight. One of the two. If you do that, go lighter on the water. And you can always add water to it when it's cooking on the stove if you think, because it's thickening up, it's getting too thick, I'm just going to add a little bit of water at a time till I get the consistency I want for my Alfredo. Now, we have a friend who lives in our town. He loves cooking Alfredo sauce. He was so excited to hear about this. But he said, well, I like this in my Alfredo and that in my Alfredo, because he likes to spice his up. I said, by all means, do it.
Do it.
Yeah, like he likes to put different spices and seasonings and things, not just a traditional garlic Alfredo. Go for it. This is where you make it your own, so that you love what you eat and you feel amazing. And oh my word, am I ever going to tell somebody to leave out herbs and spices if they choose the kinds that don't have oils and additives in them? No.
Never.
No, because it's just going to build your health even more. Jared and I could go on and on giving you ideas. Usually if you see a what I eat in the day, it's three meals, right? But we wanted to give you a lot of places to start, a lot of the things that you could start eating that you would see, oh my goodness, I can't believe I can do all these things. I want you to think about things like chili, okay, loaded down with vegetables. You just take the beef out. It's so easy to do. And then you make it. Even in your Instapot, that makes it even easier.
Easier.
It's so simple. And then you make them like Petros. Now, I'm probably showing our age here, right? Because Petros used to be in the malls. It's this little store in the food court. And they would load up. You would get a bed of lettuce with chili. And then they'd load it up in a cup for you. So it'd have the sour cream and onions. And you get to choose all your toppings. So maybe some kind of crunchy topping, which you can make with oil-free corn tortillas, right? So you can still get that crunch on there. So you think about, you're going to make it like Petros, put your avocado on there, pile it high, make it delicious, all right? These are the types of things that we're talking about. This way of living is not boring. It is not difficult. It is not time consuming, but it is freeing. It is healing. It is life-giving, and it will make you feel amazing. And it does have the ability to prevent and even reverse the diseases that you've been told are chronic and for a lifetime. We want you to start having these mindset shifts to understand what is possible for you in this life. You can feel better. You can feel good every day. You can have the vibrant energy that you want to have so that you can live the full, amazing life that you're after. We hope you've gotten some incredible ideas from this episode. Make something that we've mentioned today and then post a picture of it on Instagram and tag us on Instagram at Power on Plants Official. We cannot wait to hear all about it so we can celebrate with you. Sister, have a great, amazing, incredible rest of your week. And we'll look forward to hanging out with you again next time on Power on Plants.